This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
We're not recording this,
are we? We are recording it. Are you excited?
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. We're just like a crash course.
Okay, so you sneak up on people
with
the regular conference.
Usually we try and
talking about anything.
We try and bait people into talking shit about famous people. And
it's
then we
an
let
ambush
them know.
Podcast.
If you said anything terrible, we would not edit it out. We would leave it in so that your career goes to shit.
I open
There's
always.
Nowhere for my career to go, but trust me.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
We always say, what's your favorite racial slur? And give us 10 different ways you could use it.
And what person you'd use it against.
That's a real racist. If you can go 10, that's a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 10 racial slurs for one race? That's a lot.
Which one would you like me to do?
Let's go with, let's do Feng Chao, Ching Chao, whatever his name is.
Oh, come on, that's too easy.
You can do 10 with Chinese?
Absolutely.
Just Chinese, not Filipino, not all the others.
To be honest,
they're all the
together
same,
for me. Yeah.
We keep our racism very broad on this podcast.
That's right. Especially
Asian,
we
white.
Do the continent.
Break it down into like four groups.
It's
five.
A continent, that's it. Not the, you know, okay. We're not breaking off for
yes,
anybody.
Too much work.
Plus too much knowledge.
It's ambitious, you'd have to overly know, ambitious racist.
You'd have to know where people are really from, and we're not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you had to do
that's
research on Guam. Yeah. I'm not doing research on
that's
Guam.
That's BS. He's our door guy.
That's ours.
Anyway, this is exciting. Welcome to the Comedy Store Podcast.
Thanks for
I'm
having me.
Eleanor Kerrigan.
I'm Rick Ingram. Still.
I'm John Little.
We could introduce you, or you can.
You want to do
like,
it?
No, you've already
no,
done
you
it.
Already did it. This is great.
You could edit it out.
I think
let's start over.
No, I don't.
I don't think this is a podcast. Let's start over.
I think we should restart.
Do people
at least
listen
40
to this?
Times. We got 8 to 9 listeners worldwide.
Okay, that's what I'm afraid of. When I was thinking about because every comic has a podcast. I was thinking about getting one. As afraid one dude is going to listen.
People love you, don't you? Do Danish and O'Neill.
Then he's just
going to
kill me.
People would get real creepy.
Who?
Just in general, like
the fans.
Some podcasts, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I saw they used to have the lineup hanging up. Oh, it's in there. Of the
of who does
the people
podcast.
Who've done 3 open mics at the Comedy Store and have 9 hours booked a week to do podcasts here.
Yeah.
It's always disturbing.
They are cleaning that up, thank goodness.
Are they?
Yes.
They're getting rid of
them. To pay attention to who's in here and who's
the worst.
What do you mean? Who's in where?
They literally rent out, or they don't even rent it.
They don't
anyone
rent
can
it.
Sign up to do a podcast here.
Rent out the room?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so a couple times we've come
Are
to do
okay?
our podcast.
Are you okay? What's happening?
It's like, not comfortable. This where the mic is. I can't get it to where I can
okay,
just lay
so,
back.
Okay, so fix it.
Should I, go
like,
over
I
here?
Don't understand. You want to go to this
Maybe
one?
This is better.
How
it's
about
lower?
You just look, you could just stretch that out. How about that?
We should have talked about this before it came in.
I mean, to be quite frank, I've never seen
Has anybody else had problems with
not
these mics?
Not one person.
This is better.
Okay. Does that feel better
this is
for
everybody
you?
Where everybody
seems smoother.
This is better. Yeah,
you know what you feel like? You're like talk radio, that guy from talk radio. That
I never
movie.
Saw it. Is it a movie like or a show?
It's a movie, but I feel like you're getting comfortable because you're just going to start ripping people to shreds for no reason.
Are Who am
okay?
I going to rip to shreds?
I
like
don't
everybody.
Know. Do you?
Yeah.
That seems weird to me.
I like everybody.
It seems really weird.
I love all comics because, you know, it takes a lot to get out there and do comedy.
And comedy is...
Are you still a comic?
They're all funny.
My dad says I'm...
We're digging deep. Father's Day episode. Well, my dad, he told me I'm not professional.
I want to hear what your dad said.
What did he call me?
Oh.
It was great.
Oh, it was a real thing?
Yeah.
Are you close with your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Kick everything in the room if you want. It won't make noise. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. My ears
God, what
just
did
shattered.
He tell? Let me look it up.
Wait, you
continue
wrote this
talking.
Down. Yeah, no problem. I mean, we have to do a podcast, so of course we're going to continue talking. We'll fill
up. Oh, he calls me what I'm doing. He goes, what kind of comedy does your son do? Like low profile?
Low pro.
Low profile comic.
Little, he's more low pro with his comedy.
Yeah, kind of just laid back, not really concerned about followers or money.
Probably the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
Very low profile.
Yeah. That's how I roll too.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of low pro comics.
Yeah, but it's not.
They're not the ones that you want to be though.
No.
Right.
People keep going, hey, why aren't you more famous? Like, I guess because I'm not good at that.
What
you
it
are
is,
good.
You're good. You're not good at navigating the business world. It's show business.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah. He's good at, he's got the show down.
You got the show down.
Yeah. I'm not, I can't do the business.
You got to navigate. Like
I'd have to
Whitney
talk to people.
Rogan. They can navigate.
Oh, okay. Whitney is like, I think her last name is business. Whitney Business.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. Hey, Tommy. I didn't know you were going to make an appearance on
Whitney's
this.
Got something and it's called It. Okay. You don't have it.
That is interesting. It's just called It.
It's called It. And Dalia has it, and Whitney has it, and you don't have it.
Do I have it, Tommy?
No. PJ doesn't have it.
He told me, you're funny. You're just a little bit difficult to look at.
No, did he really? Did he?
A little bit difficult.
Wait.
It's such a weird.
I have a broken nose, I guess, and this crooked
you have a
smile.
A perfect little nose. What are you
is
talking
it? It's
about?
It's broken.
Yeah.
It's slanted.
It's broken.
It's slanted.
Yeah, you get in the wrong light. It looks fucking hideous. So I look like the guy from Mask.
You'd be
Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis.
You'd be an enormous star if it wasn't for your face. Jeez, man.
Boy, Tommy, that's really
good
mean.
Looking guys like me and Dalia and Adam Ray.
You're on there. Tommy,
well,
you're not on there.
Just like the best looking guys in the building, like me. Mostly me. Matt Edgar. For sure me.
And never John Little, huh?
Adam Ray.
Adam Ray's great looking.
He's got great teeth.
Opposite of John Little.
Well, wait, did you get passed by Tommy or Mitzi?
Depends who you ask.
Well, because Tommy
he was talking.
Mitzi?
Yeah, he said Mitzi forever till the end.
Oh, definitely.
He's a lunatic.
What year did you get? What year did you get here?
I don't know.
Okay.
When I get here, I got here in the year 2000.
We did open mics together.
I did open mics with a lot of people, Rick.
Yeah.
I quit and came back. Quit and came back.
Oh, you're one of those.
They tried to hire me as a door guy, and I didn't understand. Like, no, I don't want to work here as a door guy.
I mean, like, that makes sense.
Why wouldn't you want to work here as a door guy?
I had a day job. I didn't want to work at night as well.
What was your day job?
I don't remember. Like temp job. I was doing like temp work.
Oh, okay. So something like, but like
something
nine
shitty.
To five.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
get up in the morning.
Day,
yeah,
so you're
all
like,
day.
I'm not going to go to the fucking store.
Yeah, then go there at night. And
for $25 a shift back then.
But I
should
have. I probably should have.
Was it $25 a shift back
it
then?
It was. No, it wasn't. I mean, I got fired in 2004 or 2005, and it was still 25 a night then.
Why'd you get fired?
I love that you got fired.
I got fired by Paulie on the road
because
I was opening for him. He was supposed to take Ren Azizi somewhere, and Steve booked a commercial to sing, I think it was lip-syncing that Urgent song. And
That phone commercial?
Phone commercial.
Where he had to dance?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So he booked that.
I remember making fun of him. He goes, I made 30 grand for that little.
Yeah. Very aggressive. Yeah. So he basically fucked me because Paulie called me on like a Wednesday and was like, dude, Ren Azizi can't go, bro. You're going with me. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I was supposed to work all weekend and I got two out of my three shifts covered, but I didn't get my Friday covered.
You got fired for that?
Yeah. Dean called him and said, bro, Ingram didn't get his backdoor shift covered. And he said, dude, you got responsibilities. You got to take care of them.
The owner.
I said, dude, I'm doing you a favor. You told me on Wednesday.
When were you made a paid regular?
like a year earlier. We interview you don't interview us.
What? I was already a regular at that point.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have been working here anyway.
Yeah. Well, I
real
just,
early, right?
Mm-hmm.
First couple years?
Yeah.
First year. And you? What year were you?
What year was I? 2007.
Really?
Yeah.
I was with Owen Smith and Glickman. I forget what year
Oh, wow.
Was.
You don't remember what year?
2009 or 10.
Did Mitzi come in?
No.
Okay, so it was definitely on tape.
She saw me go up and said I could work the door. She saw me go up again and banned me for life.
Okay.
Wait, that'll happen. Didn't you do a good Parkinson's bit in front of me?
Yeah, I had a really good Michael J. Fox Parkinson bit that I was working on.
How'd that go?
Like they should be in a mariachi band or something to that effect. what are those things you shake?
Yeah, maracas.
Maracas. Yeah. Give that motherfucker some maracas and get him in a mariachi band. And she walked in. I didn't know she was in.
I just remember someone was like, dude, Little just did some Parkinson stuff in front of Mitzi. You go, how'd that go? They're like, she did not like it. It's like, oh.
I was banned for life. And then Ari and Skippy said, don't worry about it.
Get out of here. What the hell is that?
Because he was on TV at that time. That was early 2000. He was on TV all the time. They're still trying to peddle him on.
Oh my
they're
God.
Stuffing Shaky J. Fox down our fucking throat.
They're still trying to peddle him, he said. You're terrible.
Well,
he was great.
I liked
Michael
him. I really
Fox.
Liked him. Yeah.
I just watched him.
But I didn't
want to
see the shaky version.
No one did. They should have made it. They should have just put him in the background. It was like a paint can shaker. Just let him mix it up.
That is evil. Mitzi's going to shut this podcast down. It's probably not recording because of you.
Really?
Is it recording,
put it
Josh?
On pause. We've had technical difficulties.
Yeah, I did a double check really quick, especially after we've lost.
We've lost a lot of podcasts over the time.
We've gotten screwed over. I don't know if
we've
it's
probably
the building.
Lost five or six.
What do you mean lost? They just didn't air?
They just didn't record.
They didn't record.
The chip was lost or whatever it's called.
So what are you trying to tell me? So far, you're going to trash us.
Well, that's why we got Josh in there.
Yeah. We're setting you up to let you know that it's not going great so far, and we're planning on losing this one.
That's cool.
Well,
I'm cool with just sitting back and talking. And
Moroccan joke. I mean, whatever, Morocco joke. Not Moroccan. That's a place. Morocco.
What are they called?
Maracas.
Mariachi band maracas.
I think it's a phenomenal premise.
I do too.
I was not in the room to see the bit, but I do remember there's a lot of buzz about that joke that night.
Yeah,
people they were excited.
That was early. That was like 2001 or two.
Oh
or
shit!
So.
She banned you for life, but you didn't take it serious, Avi.
Well, they told me not to take a seat.
Yeah,
Ari and Skippy said don't worry about it.
Oh, well, because Ari and Skippy were running the club, so I would definitely not.
They were.
I would listen to them.
They were in charge of the open mic at least.
Yeah.
Every week.
True.
Because those are the guys who always brought me up.
She saw me and would give me like this weird look like, do I know this motherfucker? Why do I know this son of a bitch? Is he banned?
Because she's good.
Face is a little hard to look at. Maybe I banned him.
You can see there's a little bit in her going, who the fuck is this?
He is ugly.
Look
at his face.
Look at his face.
The last couple years, though, that was the look she always gave. Do I know that motherfucker?
Probably, yeah.
Who is
that?
Was it dementia? Did she have dementia?
She did have dementia.
And Parkinson's?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty much the same. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
No, they're not.
They have a lot of similarities. So every doctor
she
we
got
went
them both.
To... Dude, I went to the doctors with her. They would say she had touches of Parkinson's, but then she'd have a little bit of Alzheimer's, but dementia. They have similar things, so they diagnosed
her with
dementia.
When she was making those lineups before Tommy took them away, there's a reason why they were good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Amy Ashton again. Give her another spot.
Nonchalantly. Put him on again. He's terrific.
Some things are dementia-proof, aren't they? Like... They recall things from their past.
But that's the same as Alzheimer's, where you only recall.
They have triggers.
Like my great-grandmother remember her childhood with a bunch of stuff.
Like my grandpa.
Those were burned into the memory.
Yeah, burned in. Yeah.
Where is your family from?
Texas, Oklahoma.
Right. Okay. So you said your grandmom had this?
Great-grandma.
Great-grandma.
She was born in 1899.
Oh, Jesus.
She lived with us for a while.
She
for a long time. Really.
For, in your house?
Yeah, in the house.
That's awesome.
Where else would she live with us?
No, that's great.
great-grandma had a great-grandma house.
I don't know.
It's like a dog house, but slightly bigger.
Some people do that. They build fucking houses
Well,
in
she
their
had
yard.
A guest house for a little while, but for a long time, she lived in a room next door.
That's next great. To us. Yeah, my grandma wouldn't leave her house. She didn't give a shit.
She didn't go to the beauty parlor or nothing?
Nope. I mean,
get her hair done?
Gotta get that hive put together.
She never got that shit done.
That golden girl bun?
That's terrible.
You going to get one of those? Like when you're old?
No.
Get like a golden girl bun?
There was a lady in our neighborhood that
I think
worked.
You will, because you get to a certain age, you say, fuck it. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
We don't do that. That's fucking 200 years ago, whatever.
Old women in L.A., I've noticed, they go with that really unnatural red look. Especially like Persian women.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But like everywhere else in the country, when they get old, it's usually like some weird golden color.
Is it like a Frank Costanza type red?
Yeah.
Weird orangish red?
Yeah.
Kind of a Donald Trumpish. Yeah.
Trumpet. Yeah.
Trumpish.
Interesting. Standuish. I don't remember George Costanza being red.
No, his dad, Frank.
His dad, yeah.
Did I say
Frank,
George?
I'm sorry.
Did
I say you said George.
I didn't mean George. I meant
so,
dad.
I get what you're saying. His dad.
Jerry Stiller.
Yes.
Jerry Stiller. Yes, because I'm looking at George. I'm like, wait, George was bald.
Yeah, was it that flesh-colored, invisible hair? I'd like to see, every time I see a nice old lady, hair thinning, but just stark red. It makes me really excited.
I get that.
She thinks she's selling it.
Yeah, and then when the roots come in, it looks bald. You look bald. Yeah. It's crazy to me.
So you're not going to do that when you're older?
No, I'm not going to do that. My mom has good hair. My grandma had good hair.
Long hair?
No, they both had short hair, but it was gray. They let it go gray. And it was beautiful. Like, my mom's hair is gorgeous. My grandma's was gorgeous. The color, it's shiny. It's
not like a little afro.
It's not dull. We do have kinky, curly hair, but my mom, goes nice. Unless I make her grow it out. Sometimes I'll make her grow it out. And she's like, I look like a Muppet. I got to get my hair cut. But my sister's a hairdresser, so she does it.
Oh, that's why.
Family connections.
Family connections.
Got to have connections. Yeah. Got to have them.
And my sister hates cotton short hair, so she'll be like, I don't do short hair. Okay?
Why?
Because if you have short hair, you're a jerk off. Okay?
Including
only boys
dudes?
Have short hair.
Oh.
No, like for girls, she just doesn't like to style.
I think she's afraid that she'll end up licking some pussy. So I think.
I know that's the case.
Afraid you're going to be talked into licking some pussy. Is
number
that right?
Number one fact.
Numeral uno fact.
Everyone knows that.
So
I don't do short hair with ladies.
Are you?
Tell us more.
They seduce you.
Do you think
me.
You really? That's what my. I mean, if you knew my.
I
sister,
don't know your sister, so
know
I don't
how
know.
Fucking funny
I could sit
that
down
is.
With her in 10 minutes and give you an
you
honest answer, though, if you want.
She would literally be like, "You want me to lick what? What are you, a jerk off? I'm not licking your. Get away
I'll
from me.
I'll see past her facade, even if she's giving you that tough girl shit. I'll see past it. Yeah. She wants to lick some pussy.
That's an overcompensation for all the pussy
is that
she
what
wants
it is?
To fucking snack on.
I can't wait to bring it up to her.
That tasty boosh that she wants to get down with.
She eat a lot of tuna.
Two of my brothers listen, so keep talking, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they hitmen?
No, not these two. Okay.
Which ones listen?
Tommy and Johnny. Yeah. Johnny's like a verbal assassin. He can really rip you to shreds. Tommy's very.
He goes by Johnny?
Johnny.
That's his name?
Yeah.
John. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're John Little. You just go by John?
Yeah.
Never John.
Is he John or Johnny? Did they name him Johnny?
Jonathan?
Like his birth certificate.
Good question.
You don't know?
Johnny,
I don't think it's Jonathan.
He harasses me on Facebook sometimes.
As I respect him. He harasses me. Sometimes I'll take pictures with like hot girls like at a show or something, and he'll write one of these things is not like the other. And I'm like, hey, jackass. Like,
he calls me Leif Garrett a lot. Yes. And
I forgot Leif Garrett was in The Outsiders, and I was falling asleep to The Outsiders, and I just started hysterically laughing.
He was a Soch, right?
He got killed, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's Rick, and then I just fell asleep laughing.
He also loves Trump, so.
Oh,
Leif Garrett?
No, my brother Johnny.
No, his brother.
Oh, Leif's Johnny.
Dead. Leif's dead.
Johnny!
Yo, Johnny!
Johnny!
It's still for Johnny!
It's one of those names.
So nobody ever called you Johnny?
No. As a kid, some of the kids, for some reason, call me John John.
John?
No idea why.
We grew up with a lot of John Johns.
Were they retarded?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up long enough to figure it out if they were retarded or not. Because all kids are kind
of
retarded.
They're all
on the spectrum. Yeah. You're right.
So you got to wait until they're like 10 to figure out.
And then at that point, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Full blown.
Definitely retarded. Because I was dropped on my head first day home from the hospital.
No.
Yeah.
That would never. I would never notice
that. That's what happened to the nose.
No, I got like a dent in my head too.
Oh, I
somewhere.
Can see it. Did your hair not grow over that area?
It grows weird.
It does. Yeah, yeah. You get a callus.
People in the salon will tell me. Like,
who
you have
dropped
a weird...
you? It's called a callus.
But... Mom was carrying me as raining. The shitty thing she was holding me in from the 70s cracked and slipped, and it fell in the cement and
holy
busted my head.
Shit.
So I was on retard watch for a long time.
Did you have to wear a helmet for a while?
No.
Damn it.
No, they just let me do my thing.
I got to say that.
Just let me do my
thing. The Michael J. Fox bid is starting to make more sense now. He never learned wrong from right, because...
Head trauma's a bitch, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So your parents were just like just staring at you like, oh.
For a long time, people would kind of like, if I do something weird, they go, what the?
What would be considered weird?
Like,
Michael
stuff
J.
kids
Fox
do, did. Like you put balloons in your shirt and, prance around like a woman.
You know, burn down a church.
Oh, okay, burn down a church. That's it's the South.
I never burnt down a church.
Okay, but like, you did put balloons in your
just weird
shirt.
Shirt,
like, oh, look at my boobies.
I've got big boobies. Look at me,
Janet Little. She was gorgeous, and we don't judge.
So you were trans, and you wanted to transition.
They probably would have done that if I grew up today and did that. They probably, if you had the wrong parents, they
would just go, this is what he wants.
This is what he wants.
Start giving him the hormones.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. A little overzealous. So annoying, because I would have done that. I wanted to be a boy so bad. It took so long for me to pay attention to be
a
girl. Absolutely.
You think you would have made a transition?
Easily. I used to beg, me and my best friend Robert used to try to come up. He wanted to be a girl. He's transitioning now, but it's harder when you're in your 40s to transition.
So do you want to do it now?
No, I think my mom, like, I make a joke about how my mom, because I wanted a sex change, and I asked her for one, and she was like, oh, honey, we're poor. And that was
it. What age were you?
7.
How'd you know about a sex change?
Just her thing. I was 7 going on 50. Like, we grew up
different.
Oh,
yeah, you grew in a different place.
You hear things like that. You know, watched everything.
They all wanted to be Rocky. So.
Okay, that's different. Now, see, when I saw Rocky, I knew I was straight, so I thought, why waste all the extra? Because if I'm a dude, then I'm gay.
You ever like?
I still am attracted to men.
So you wanted some Sly,
right?
But you didn't want to be a dude wanting some Sly,
right?
So when did you start to realize you were fine with being a chick and like to fuck good
dudes? I'm still not good with being a chick, but I do like fucking dudes. So I'm like,
she just doesn't want to be a gay.
Did you ever experiment with eating pussy and things like that?
No, I didn't.
Not
I
even
like
in college era?
No, I didn't really go to
never
college.
Sucked boob, never made out with a girl.
Never sucked a boob. I don't like the way you're unbuckling your pants while you're asking me these questions. Now,
never sucked a boob. Stroking.
John, why are your pants at half-mast?
Everybody, have you heard? When you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.
Stroke.
We really should turn this into Midwestern classic rock radio.
I mean, who else have you ever sucked a boob? I get it, though. I did call it, I did all girl Catholic high school. So people asked me in high school if we did.
Hold on, let me unbutton again.
Re-unbutton.
We did, but no, I never did that. I never was attracted to women. I was always attracted to men, but I also just liked being a boy.
So your advice to these people with kids who say, I want to be a boy. I want to be a girl.
Have them wait it out.
Wait it out until they're 20.
Not 20, but
18.
Well, yeah, 20. I mean,
let them be a man or a woman first. Figure it out.
It's going to be harder.
What do you mean?
Like, it later in life.
No, I don't think transitioning when you're 7 necessarily is easy.
I wanted to be a male bodybuilder.
This is finally an episode that I think Owen Benjamin will listen to and like. As we discourage children transitioning.
I truly wanted to be a male bodybuilder. And she was just like, no. Like, we're poor. You can't do that.
You
just get
never,
over it.
You never strapped on a dildo and fucked a woman.
No, I don't. No, no.
It sounds like you really want to fuck somebody hard is what it was.
Yeah, but I would with a dude, not a...
Okay,
yeah.
So you're and, dominant
and
with your men.
I don't have anything against gay
alpha
anything.
Female.
You're just, yeah, you're
I
alpha.
Just, if I was born a boy, I would definitely be gay, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a cocksucker. That came out wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I just, I'm so gross. But I, yeah, I'm not a, I mean, I think women are beautiful. I can look at women and say, oh, she's beautiful, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But definitely.
I don't even
do
that most of the time. Most
men,
of them
men,
like
men do the same
gross.
Thing. We'll look at a dude and go, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Look at those look at those abs.
Like guys Tommy. Like me, guys like Adam Ray, Chris D'Elia, Brent Morin, and me. Did you just bookend the list with you? Well.
Tommy, you're always at the beginning and the end of the list. I don't understand. You're a very good-looking guy, Tommy, I guess, if you're wasted in the 80s.
Black people see my hair and they know that I'm the man.
Tommy had good teeth, though, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Do you remember his teeth?
No, I don't
recall.
Why do you
recall? Stare at odd things?
He was dropped on his head.
Yeah,
so
I do.
Cut him some slack.
You're right, you're right.
I do have a savant with, like, teeth and hands for some reason. I remember people's hands.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I don't know why.
Do you have big? Do you like big hands? What?
I don't care
attract?
About hands.
You just notice.
Yeah.
Are you straight, gay? What are you?
I'm straight. I have sex with women.
Okay, calm the fuck
That's
down.
Pretty sweet.
This isn't a...
What do you mean, calm down?
That's the way you
Did
said
I get
it.
Excited?
I have sex with women.
I just have sex with women.
Do women like having sex with you?
I think a lot of them do. A lot of them don't. Depends on my performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Depends on my state of mind and where I'm at emotionally.
Okay. Do you get into hardcore relationships? A lot of
what do you mean hardcore?
Long-term relationships, I should say, not hardcore. hardcore. Like, do you punch her around?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nah. Hardcore.
I don't like to be pestered, really.
Relationships are hard because you get
They're very
pestered,
difficult.
Correct?
I do get pestered.
Same.
And I like to just go. Like, if I want to eat somewhere, I don't want to talk about it for an hour. I just go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's never going to work with a woman.
With
Agreed.
A woman, that doesn't work.
Agreed.
Everything's a hassle. It's like being a child again.
Yeah.
I got to get permission for fucking everything, especially if you live with them.
Oh, yeah. And
it's
I,
like being a kid again.
Agreed. I can't. And you don't like that because you were dropped on your head.
Yeah. Like
you
so.
Don't want to be mommed.
No, I don't. I just want to do my thing. I just want to.
What if you meet a cool girl that just goes wherever and is down for whatever?
What do you mean down for whatever?
Oh, boy.
Full spectrum.
What does that entail? Is that around the world?
What
does that
mean to you? That's really where this psychological question is going. Down for anything. When you hear that, what do you picture?
Yeah, I like where Rick's going with the questioning.
Well, so far, I haven't met a woman that I want to spend a decade or more with.
How about 10 days?
Sure. Yeah, I can spend 6 months. Okay. I can go up to 6 months, maybe seven, if they're fairly cool.
Yeah, I've been in I'm the same. I feel like I get nagged in the relationship.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretty boyish, mannish, whatever, if you will. I'm very simple. I eat where I eat, you know, like, let's eat here. It's not a project. It's just, yes, let's go.
I don't like to do bullshit on the weekends either.
Yeah, like, I'm good with just, like... staying in.
Yeah, I'll go
maybe they call that depression. I don't know.
My issue was always someone being like, you need to be more positive. And then it was over. As soon as I heard that, I was just like, you don't fucking get it. You're trash. You're trash.
Most of it's fake. Yeah. Most of it's fake. The fake positivity.
You need to be
like,
more positive. Why are you so negative all the time? Well, probably because we're breaking up right now. You're done. Get out. They almost all ended that way.
Because we're fucking through. That's why, bitch.
Get out, bitch. What are you talking about?
You imagine
you need to think about it. No, I don't. You need to think about getting the fuck out of my face with that positivity bullshit.
It's like dating Holtzman. Get out the door, bitch.
Marino lived right next to Holtzman when he was living with Paula Bell. And
yeah,
he said like at 3, 4 in the
dot.
Morning, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. No, fuck you, you piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. It's all night long.
And he tried to hang her in his string art. You ever see his fucking string art? Jesus Christ. You know, did you ever go to his apartment with
fuck
the string
no,
art?
I didn't go to his apartment.
Man, it was brilliant.
I love his new Clark Gable look. I saw Jeff Scott posting a picture of him with that the young door guy looks like he's like 15. And just it looks so much like creepy uncle.
He comes in last week. He's got the gray hair, the beard, the mustache that's the different color, the darker color. And he puts his head up and he goes, "Who do I look like? Who do I look like?" And he's standing and I go, "Joseph Stalin, you got it, bitch." And he walks in. What the fuck would you want to look like Joseph Stalin
Why wouldn't you want to?
Hey, you're smart. And he walks away. I'm terrified.
Joseph Stalin is truly one of my idols.
Yeah, he only killed like, what, 50 or 60 million?
Way more than
Hitler. But mostly
Hitler.
His own.
Way more
than the others that get more recognition.
But you ask me, 50 million dead Russians? Good person. You're a good person.
Okay, this isn't going to make the air then, is it? This isn't going to make the air.
No,
this one's going to the garbage.
We have very few Russian listeners. And
okay.
I hope we have a lot.
Personal friend of Vlad Poots. A lot of people don't realize me and Poots are thick as thieves.
Russian mob isn't to be fucked with, man.
Russian mob really aggravated me when I first moved here. Because it's big out here.
Yeah.
And when where I lived.
Russian mafia.
Where were you? Were you on this side? Hollywood?
I was down in, I was on Flores and Fountain. So like all of West Hollywood is owned by Russian mob.
I was by Martell and Sunset. Yeah. And I used to come home and they'd be playing chess.
Yeah.
They'd be playing chess. And I'm like, kind of faggot plays chess, you know? And then I'm like, well, these fuckers are smart.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, oh, they're really, you know, working some shit out. Like, they'd be on the corner just yelling shit. But they liked me. So
they
I
strategized for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my landlord was Russian as fuck. And I remember when we first met him, we were going to look at the place. And I was like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "My name." And then just like 5 seconds pause, just staring at me. And he's like, "My name is Eddie."
Hold on,
fuck out of here, Eddie.
They shot Eddie.
Really, Eddie? Okay. My name.
That's a good Russian. That's better than I see on TV usually. That's like almost legit.
Have you seen the, I don't know if you guys watch, I'm obsessed with HBO TV shows like Barry. Have you seen Barry?
I haven't watched it. I don't like Russian that Bill Hader guy.
Oh, you're going to love him in this. The Russians are hilarious in that.
What is Barry? What is
hilarious.
It?
He's a hitman who takes acting classes.
Yeah, but it's really
done well. The
Fonz
is his acting coach.
By the way, he should be nominated for every fucking Emmy, whatever there is out there. It's so good.
Is it
season
one?
So funny. Season one, yeah. I died laughing. I mean, it's so silly. It mocks the industry, Hollywood, the whole bullshit of it. And then the Russian mob is just amazing. And then Barry's an American hitman, but he gets involved with this Russian mob. It's ridiculous. It's so dark. It's great.
I'm going to watch it.
You have to watch it. But the accents are great. Dude, and I don't know if those guys are Russian or not, but they fucking kill it.
Eddie was so great as a landlord, just in terms of like how ridiculous he was, where you're just like, okay, my life is a sitcom. We had termites. And I talk about it on stage occasionally when there's a Russian person in the crowd, basically. But
yeah, you have to relate.
We called him up, said, "Look, man, there's termites all over underneath our sink." And he was like, "Where?" And I'm like, "Right here, man. Look at all these fucking bugs."
Under the sink. Yeah. Remember I said that?
Say that again. Where?
Where? And he goes, he looked at it and then he looked around and he saw that there was like a quarter of a hot dog sitting on a plate in the sink. And he goes, "Well, you no problem. Termites smell hot dog. You want to come in to get the hot dog?" I just remember looking at my roommate Eli like, this fucking jack off. "You know, listen, in Russia, hot dog made mostly of sawdust. So, you think I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. He want hot dog."
The hot dog doesn't have, don't termites eat wood?
That's right. I'm pretty sure they're here for the rotting wood underneath the.
So any issue you had was due to your filth.
It was our own. It was always our problem.
Due to that American hot dog bullshit and what they were blaming it on.
Fucking hot dog bullshit, apple pie crap.
I remember complaining about something and we needed the lock on our door kept getting jammed. And I'm like, "We just need you to send the guy over to fix it." He goes, "Listen, there's always marijuana smoke coming from windows. And I was like, what? And he was like, there are lots of problems, okay? We don't take care of all of them. I'm like, wait, is it me? That's my, this should my
be,
problem?
This should be your sitcom. you and the Russian.
That's
dude.
Amazing. I love it. It goes from the hot dog to the marijuana. Listen,
you want problem fixed? I want not marijuana flowing out of windows all the time. Neither buddy wins. Did you say neither buddy wins?
Life is all problems, man. Don't worry.
Neither buddy wins.
Neither buddy wins. Oh, all my right, God. Eddie. Thanks, Eddie. That should be the name of your sitcom, Eddie. Rick and Eddie.
Control.
Ricky and Eddie. Eddie. Yeah.
Ricky and Eddie.
Let's make it Ricky.
I saw him after I moved to Sherman Oaks. I saw him at a Trader Joe's one time. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Eddie? And the dude looked right at me and then said nothing and just turned and walked away. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, we're not on speaking terms now that I don't owe him rent every month.
That's hysterical. How long did you live there?
Probably lived there 4 years, 5 years, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm that's like, awesome. We were there a long time.
With Eli?
Me and Eli, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a full grown man now, right?
Yep.
Kids, Eli, wife. And he's got a baby. Yeah. One kid? Just yeah. One kid? Okay.
Did you ever want children?
In high school.
That was the last time you
in
wanted
in high school,
kids?
I wanted kids. Go.
Oh. Rick's out of here.
All right. We're going to pause it. Is that okay?
Hey, I'm Sandy Danto.
And I'm Avery Pearson.
And we're proud to announce our much-anticipated podcast, Motherfuckers.
A parenting podcast.
We interviewed a bunch of famous guests to provide insight, and Avery's trying to mentor me. And tune in to find out whether or not my life changes or I get to enjoy my lifestyle the way it is, just with a cool kid.
This is going to be good. Tune in to Motherfuckers, a parenting podcast.
Asterix where the U is, where all podcasts are found.
People love to listen to the Comedy Store podcast.
I'm sure they do.
Especially if we're talking about Russians and Russian spies, which is that true that you're a Russian spy? I Googled that.
Soviet. He's a Soviet spy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Soviet underground.
Would I tell you on a podcast?
Why wouldn't you?
If I were a Russian spy? Sure.
Listen, if there was ever a podcast that you could admit to the truth and no one would believe it, it's this one. It's actually a good cover probably to use it.
How'd your set go?
Dude, I went up after D'Elia and there was just almost too much sex appeal.
I believe that.
Good-looking guys like May and D'Elia and Ingram.
Do you have to dress it afterwards?
Ingram's in there? I love it. All right.
Well, he gets some of the fallout looks from Chris. Chris has so many, it's overflowing.
Is that real?
Do I have to address how good-looking D'Elia is?
Yeah, compared to you.
I do.
When you go up.
Oh, do you?
I'll bring it up. I'll say the best part about following D'Elia is that you can actually hear vaginas getting drier when I walk out here. You know, they're still hot, but it's a dry heat. D'Elia makes those panties Miami, and then I come in here with that Arizona wind and
there
just
you go.
Dry heat.
D'Elia figured it out quick.
What's
it
that,
didn't
comedy?
Take him long to
stand-up comedy? Yeah. Interesting. No.
Because he hasn't really been doing it that long. He's already...
About 11 years, 12 years.
That's not that
actually,
long.
Actually, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, but I mean, he had an hour
shit.
Special maybe 6 years into
comedy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know in 2008, so 10 years ago, he featured for me in La Jolla.
Yes.
10 years ago.
And
he
since
had shorter
then,
hair. He's clean. Like,
yeah, a little shorter.
Yeah.
Didn't I come with?
I don't know.
I think it was the two of us opening for you, and then he stayed at the hotel, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
And then
so he stayed there. And then since then, since opening for me, he's had 4 comedy specials, 3 sitcoms, and I got diabetes. So win-win.
Who else has opened for you? Is there like a pattern going here?
I don't get to pick. Eleanor gets to take whoever she wants.
Really?
That's
don't get to
crazy.
Pick?
Crazy. You should
I get
to
sent
pick.
Down there
I
with
think you just...
whoever they... Like, because sometimes we'll be like, hey, can I get so-and-so? And she'll be like, I need to send... so-and-so down that weekend. And I'm like, oh, okay. It used to be.
Well, sometimes, because that happened to me last time. I wanted somebody and they said, oh, I have to send them with this one. So I just picked somebody else. But well, she gave me a list to pick from.
Yeah, no, see, I don't even get that. I don't get, I have to send them with someone else. I get the, oh, I already promised that weekend. Like she booked, She made it seem like she booked the feature and the opener before they booked me,
even though
they booked like a year ahead of time.
Is D'Elia the only one that's really popped? That's
I
open
opened
for
him. How dare you? I'm sitting right here. I
you
was
opened
there
for
that,
Ingram?
Me and D'Elia.
You and D'Elia.
Weekend, it was that same weekend.
In La Jolla. Tommy used to send us down to Bond. Well,
to Bond.
Remember, he would tell you got a bond, and then Chris stayed at the hotel, so we tortured him.
Chris brought an entourage, and they stayed successful over in a hotel somewhere.
So what we did was invited Rick's entourage to stay with us. We had a blast.
The whole crew down.
We had Eli. We had Funston. We had
Sheezer. I think.
Was it Sheezer come?
I can't remember.
What do you guys call the Kansas City Seven?
We never really came up with a name, but...
Oh, I thought you were the Kansas City
I think
City
there's four
Seven.
Of us, and we usually go by the Kansas City Seven, strangely enough.
That really works out. Wait, so I was talking to him, because I forgot he worked here. I forgot Little worked here.
Yeah.
So what, because you didn't take the door job when Mitzi offered it to you, before she banned you.
Duncan was working here. He said I could work. Ari said I could work. Painter tried to get me to work.
Okay.
Yeah. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah. You got it.
So I finally just broke down and did it because nothing else was working. So,
so how'd that work out for you?
Didn't work
job
either.
Here
nothing worked. Nothing has worked. Nothing has worked.
So are you saying you're bad at the business part as well?
Yeah. Like the first time I went up, I was 19. I should have quit then. I should have just not done it.
Why?
Because I was in Oklahoma City. There's three clubs at the time.
In
Oklahoma City.
Wow.
You've been there,
right?
I didn't
know there was any clubs.
I don't think so. I didn't know
they
had three
clubs. Have you been to Oklahoma City? Either one of you?
No.
It's a show.
They have a loony bin there, don't they?
They do. They have one now. But at that time...
that's just where his family is.
Damn it.
Aw, damn.
God damn it.
Thank you.
It was a drum roll.
terrible burn.
But yeah, at that time, there were three fucking clubs in Oklahoma City.
That's hysterical.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a shitty little... It's a small
But
city.
Do people come out? Because sometimes like places like that, people are like dying for anything.
Well, this
any
was...
Kind of
not now. This was like in the 90s, early 90s.
Right.
How old are you?
I'm old. Okay. I won't. I'll let people do math if they want, but I'm not going to...
All right, fair enough.
I probably look a little younger than I am.
Yeah,
I'm
guess.
Fucking old.
Got it.
Dude, you do look young.
I
seriously,
look younger.
Like, you have a
so there's
good...
no need to tell people how old I am.
Oh, I don't. I tell people all the time.
It's not
a
fucking
shit.
You could
be picking up high school chicks right now, and we wouldn't call the cops unless you dropped your ID.
Is that real?
No. Oh. I could pick up 35-year-olds, and nobody would say shit.
I feel like you like older women too. Like you don't like the younger woman because you don't like the nagging. You don't want to be bothered. So a young girl's gonna.
I like everything. Really,
you're down with
really
whatever.
Eclectic taste when it comes to women.
Oh,
old,
yeah?
Young, Asian, white, black. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
So racism doesn't go...
No, I'm not racist.
But
I don't know who told
men?
You that. Somebody tell you that?
I was going by Oklahoma City.
No.
Did you... I'm trying to remember. Did you used to have a fantastic bit about finding raping spots?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was a bit about... Back in my day, you had to earn your rape.
Oh, that's right. That's
because these guys were drugging girls. Like, you're not even giving them a fighting chance.
Oh, Cosby God, style.
Yeah.
So this was pre-Cosby,
Oh,
too.
Way before Cosby. This was, like,
by
early
the way,
2000s.
You know how funny that is? Actually, Dice does a bit not... I mean, it's similar, meaning, like, he talks about old school rape. He goes, it's not like, you know, when they would jump out of a bush with a stocking on their head.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
I also
something about a parking garage or waiting in a parking lot or something.
Yeah, early on, I had Sebastian did a bit that I did. He didn't steal it from me. I don't know what you know.
Well,
similar
I'm
thoughts.
Positive Dice didn't steal it from me because he's never
this
seen
is
it
like
perform.
Similar thinking, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
But but it's a simple comparison, like especially now. But back then, for you to have that bit is interesting. Like
he was ahead of his time. With
I
the
know, I like it. Yeah. Like Cosby
old school
wasn't
rape
out.
Jokes.
Yeah,
Cosby
yeah.
wasn't out. Right, Harvey Weinstein wasn't
that,
out.
That thing
new.
That Sebastian does with the old style of dancing versus the new style, where you're basically fucking him. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I've seen that bit done like 17 times.
Yeah. So I'm probably not the only one that did that.
Interesting.
I'm
Natasha Leggero does it too.
I think I'm way before.
Despicable.
I do hack jokes way before they're hack.
I like
is what
that.
I do.
Like you start.
Yeah.
Them
I start a hack joke probably 10 years before they become hack.
Yeah. So
doesn't help me. I'm
no.
I'm not doing well financially.
Sebastian has a few.
I'm not doing well financially.
Does this thing pay?
Is that why you came?
They told me there'd be like $75 here. Right? Is that right?
I mean, there probably is in the building.
That's so weird. Yeah, you could probably find $75.
I would guess.
If you seat somebody in the OR, you could probably make $75.
Pop out from the bush, but instead of raping, just rob.
Yeah, maybe.
You could probably rob one of these man waitresses, and it wouldn't even be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The man waitresses are amazing.
We didn't have man waitresses in our day.
No, we didn't.
No,
we
didn't.
We had Eleanor's.
I was quite the man waitress.
You're about the closest thing we had to
a man. That's right. Nobody knew if I was transitioning or not.
Mitzi.
Yeah.
Mitzi would have flipped out if she would have came in and a man waitress walked up to her table.
Well, I'm going to be honest. She tried it. We had a gay guy named Tony, Asian guy, that was a waitress with us.
You're gay?
Yes, very gay.
Asian.
Very, very
named
gay.
Tony.
Yes.
I'm liking it.
And he had accent, and he would yell at everyone. Mitzi loved him. He worked the front bar, and then he was a waitress for a little bit. And
beautiful.
Then he annoyed her. So
annoyed her?
Yeah. It was very easy to annoy Mitzi. But one of those nights where he was extra happy and thought, this
what
is
what's with all the goddamn smiling?
what she means is, you know, there's two different types of gay guys. There's old lady gay guys, and there's teenage girl gay guys. And so he was having a prom night type of evening.
Dude, he was wild. And he, for some reason, thought he could go into this whole fucking thing in front of Mitzi, like this bit, but he wasn't a comic.
Yeah.
And she lost her shit. Get out of here.
He's jazz handing right in front of her.
It was that bad. It was
She's trying
that
to watch the
bad.
Show. Mitzi!
With the accent like Peter Chen, like that hardcore.
I heard Peter Chen was trying to,
Chow or
trying to get spots again.
Hey, Mitzi.
How come every time the Asian guy on the stage?
That sounds just like him.
Don Barris, how come? Don Barris, he's always yelling, but then when it's not the Asian guy, there's no yelling. How come?
Well, it's because he hates you, Peter. Everyone hates you, Peter.
This club is racist. How come the Asian guy?
No, not just the Asian guy. We hate you specifically, Peter. We don't care you're Asian or not.
God, watching
fucking
him.
Fucking hated Peter Chen.
Everyone did. Watching him eat Wheels' weed brownies is one of my favorite memories from when I used to hang out here. I am not feeling very good right now. Yeah, man, you probably get out of here. I don't even think I can drive. You should go then before it gets worse. I ate cookie.
Gonna kill innocent people.
Just get out of here, man. Get out.
Just a stereotypical Asian guy hitting people on the way home. I was fucked up.
He's all fucked up on weed cookies. I just don't want him in the parking lot bothering me about how high he was. I don't know what happened. Yeah, neither do I. Get out.
And he was another one. He was tight with Mitzi, and he would fucking rat shit out. But then he got excited and was annoyed her, and that was it.
Yeah,
like
done.
She just fucking gets rid of you, just like your Parkinson's bit. Get rid of him.
Ban him for life. For life. Get the fuck out of here for the rest of your life.
You for fucking life.
I mean, the only,
and you're still here. See?
Am I? Am I really?
She ghosted him.
Yeah.
She turned him into non-existent.
Do you think he's a ghost right now?
It's possible.
Are we interviewing no one? Like,
listen,
that's possible.
There's
Rick.
Been multiple years where I didn't see Little at all, and then he shows back up. I'm like, is
disappear.
He here?
Yeah.
You do, yeah. You like to disappear, didn't you? Move.
So at one point, you were in Syracuse or something.
A few times, yeah. I tried to get out of comedy.
Did you try to start a comedy duo with Jimmy Pitt in Syracuse? What were you doing?
Oh, no,
I was up there in Buffalo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the same.
And now
thing.
I'm down there in Tampa doing shows.
Is he in Tampa?
Yep. Moved back to Chicago. And
have you had him as a guest?
No.
You gotta be paid regular. Did you just fucking snort?
Because I'm just thinking of Jimmy in his tank top. Just
ain't no way I'm doing that podcast.
You gotta be a paid regular.
Ain't
He's
no
so
way.
Mean.
You guys know Jen Murphy, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
She had this dog, and it had this tick that would just bite the air. Just. just all the time. And I go, what the fuck's wrong with your dog? I don't know. Ever since he was with Jimmy Pitt for 2 weeks, he's been doing that.
Hey. Like, ain't my fault, that dog. There's something wrong with that there dog.
Jimmy, what did you do to the dog?
Didn't do nothing to that dog.
It's pretty much what he said. It's not my fault.
I never forget Ari bringing him on stage, calling him the stupidest man he ever met in his life. Like, easily a 5 minute long intro about how dumb Jimmy Pitt is.
It actually helped him. Yeah. I think that actually helped him because people laughed more when
Pitt walks up and doesn't say a fucking word to rebut any of it. I was like, holy shit, bro. And he just went right into titty fucking.
People are saying that Anna Nicole Smith is the new Marilyn Monroe. Ain't no comparison.
Comparison.
That's one of the best. And then people laughed because he said a word that doesn't exist and he doesn't get it. And then I think it was Ari who brought it up. Was like, you know, that's not a word. He's like, what? He's like, comparison's not a word. You mean comparison? Oh, no.
Did you go to school?
No, yeah, I knew that. That's why I was saying it. It's like, all right, man.
Yeah, when I was scanning documents in Syracuse, I went and visited him in Buffalo.
What were you scanning documents for? You can't just scan over that.
Well, these relatives of mine were going to pay me well to go scan documents for the Treasury Department.
Oh, nice.
Not really. Syracuse, New York, in the winter, scanning documents in a room by myself? That's real fucking nice, Eleanor.
They got comedy clubs there. You could do comedy if you're going to do
it. They kicked me out for saying cunt too many times.
Okay, how many times?
I did it once, and they said, you got to go. You can't say cunt that many times.
And you only said it once?
I said it like once, and I wasn't saying it to anybody. I wasn't saying you're a cunt. I just, it was part of my, you know.
What was the joke?
I don't remember.
You cunt, or?
Well, these cunts, the blah, blah, blah. Cunts. Yeah, whatever. Okay. It was just a throwaway, like, I said cunt. You said cunt like three times.
Well, right now you said at least six.
They were like,
so
Twitter.
Maybe it was
cunt, cunt, cunt.
Yeah.
Me too, fucks. Cunt, cunt, cunt. Cunty, cunty, cunt, cunt.
Yep.
You fucking pieces of shit.
That's one of the trigger words on Twitter. They'll label.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I called someone a twat.
Oh, twat's a big one.
They banned me for a week.
You know, my dad, when I was a kid, I couldn't say vagina because it's hard to say at three.
Yeah.
Because I was asking, like,
we have
weenies. They have, what's that?
Yeah.
What's mom have there?
Yeah.
That's a vagina. Couldn't say
very
vagina.
Very curious 3-year-old.
You can't say pussy. Okay. I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Twat. You're like, I keep putting my finger in this. What is this? You get out of there.
Get out of your mom's.
So he was dropped on his head. Leave him alone.
He might be retarded.
He's one of them there retards.
Retards.
So.
But he said twat, and I could say twat. So he goes, it's a twat. So anytime it came up, I would say twat, and it really offended the women.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Like my aunt took me to go feed ducks, and her zipper was broke, and she goes, oh, fuck. I go, what happened? Did you lose your twat? And she goes, what?
How old were you? Three?
Three or four.
Did you lose your twat?
She could say fuck, but you can't say, did you lose your twat? That's
so hysterical. I grew up on twat. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Twat is one of my favorite words to use. Yeah.
I used it in a very accurate description of someone.
Same.
And
oh,
this
Twitter.
Twat,
yes.
And all of her fucking, the twat Twaddle. Squad started
the
fucking.
The twat squad.
They all.
It's a great band.
They all labeled it. You know, this guy's bullying or whatever it is.
They like, love bullying.
Cyber
they
bullying.
Then I got the, you're not able to use your account for the next 7 days.
Is this Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Twitter. How Facebook many times have you been care. Banned?
Only twice. The
only
first time
twice.
Was 24 hours and the second time was for 7 days. And then at the end of that, it said if your account gets suspended again, you're done.
Ooh, you get kicked off. Ooh.
Can't you just create another dude?
You could, but although we learned, at least I learned from Owen Benjamin getting kicked off Twitter, that he then started another Twitter account that was like Unbearable Daddy 48 or whatever it was, and Twitter figured it out and
the big
removed
bear,
it.
Like,
yeah.
Or whatever, like he just changes one word.
Have
Idiot.
You been banned?
No.
I haven't either.
I don't tweet that
I don't
much.
Either.
I just put my show, like even when that girl, we were fighting with her, I was like, don't curse. Because you're going to, but
state facts.
Don't call her a twat.
Yeah. Right, but state facts. So I just kept stating facts, and she was like, thank God a woman jumped in and helped out and clarified things. Remember? And
yeah.
I was just like, no. I was literally pulling over in my car, like, no, and trying to be stern.
You pulled over in your car to tweet?
Yeah, because I was so angry. It went on. It was long.
First of all, this lady, before they banned me for a week.
It was almost a year ago.
It was just like an ongoing thread.
What was this about?
Some woman commented that, big surprise, only two women on a lineup of 12. and so I looked at the lineup. Because, of course, they just tagged everyone that was tagged in the thing. So I got notification that this woman commented. And I'm saying, so I read it, and I look at the lineup, and there was three women. And the lady clearly didn't know that Punky was a woman.
A woman's name.
So I immediately got on and I said,
she don't want to be, but she is.
I said, actually, there's three women and one snarky twat on Twitter.
Snarky twat.
That's such a great word, right?
And then that just, it all hell broke loose.
It's bad enough you called her a twat. You added snarky to it.
Yeah.
I think that's what she got pissed about.
Probably.
The snarky.
Snarky twat.
That's so
specific. Then all these people started chiming in. There was like,
oh, yeah. Chris D'Elia got in on it.
Annie Letterman got in.
Yeah.
So, like, there's all these people defending the store, and then this fucking middle aged twat and her fucking, her friends all getting on there, arguing their case. And then at a
they
certain
were
point,
threatening Annie. I mean, that was bad.
Yeah,
was
I bad. Know. I know producers in this town.
They're like, Annie, you've been on one of our shows. You need to chill.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't even know you, bitch. Yeah. Like, what are you saying?
Well, then after a solid, I don't know, half a day of going on and on. At this point, there's probably been 150 comments on this thread, and then the original lady who I called a snarky twat hits me with a. Do you know how to make it so I stop getting notifications?
Asking you for tech advice?
Yeah. And I wanted to be like, oh, classic woman needs a man's help to figure out.
Is that what you said?
I don't think so. I don't even know if I responded before I was notified that I was not allowed to respond.
At that point, you probably felt sorry for her.
No, like, screw her. I hate that shit. You start something, you better be able to
like,
finish
she's
it,
some,
bitch.
She's some,
but with Rick, he doesn't stop.
No.
She didn't
He's like
stop.
The Tupac of Twitter. He just does not fucking stop.
Just, yeah.
Until somebody's dead.
Yeah. You got
I've
it.
Seen him on there. I've like
Is that what Tupac
I've interacted
is?
With him a little bit.
You got to take it to the
hit
limit.
Him up, man. This guy hits him up.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
On occasion, but not like Rick.
Yeah,
I'll get
out.
After it for a little bit, but I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, I'm just looking to fucking
He's
anger
at home
people.
Raising a baby and just on
oh,
Twitter
yeah,
fucking with
the baby taking a nap, so he's just fucking
full
angry.
Trolling.
Yeah.
Just like, what happened to my life? You know what? Let's take it out on an innocent stranger.
Somebody's out there wants some of this.
That's a terrible opinion. Poke the bear, see what happens.
By poke the bear, do you mean Owen Benjamin?
I'm talking about unbearables.
Do you have like a beef with Benjamin?
No,
he's crazy.
He just lost his mind. And
oh, did he?
He went super. It all started. He tweeted something about, like we were talking about earlier, about how any parent who allows their child to transition should be thrown in jail for child abuse.
Okay.
And then the left obviously immediately fucking threw a hissy fit. You don't judge people for who they really are. And so then he said, fuck it, I'm going 100%. And so he started really pushing right wing
and he got
stuff. And then it he went
he
all the way.
He gained like 100,000 followers from it. Like
he lost 100,000 followers, but then he gained 100,000 different
other followers.
Yeah. And then those people really started encouraging some of his ideas. And then a lot like what happened with Trump, it was like suddenly he's just getting all this positive feedback when he's saying
a lot
the worst
like
thing.
With Trump.
Next thing you know, Owen's just tweeting at like the Canadian Prime Minister. He's calling him the N-word and a faggot, talking about how he wants to fuck trannies and just like hardcore.
So he's done for life.
He's banned
he's
for life
on
Twitter.
Really?
He's still on
Facebook. I saw pictures of his. Son?
Yeah.
Daughter?
Son.
I don't know if they're transitioning him.
We haven't figured it out yet. He's been run out of it. He moved to upstate New York, and now
upstate New York.
He's allegedly been run out of that town. And now he's moving to
all that is
Washington
upstate New York. Is all that is like shitty, snowy Kansas.
How dare you, Matt?
Right?
Shitty, snowy Kansas.
It is.
It's all upstate New York is. It's
how
like a shitty,
you?
Snowy
Jimmy Pitt
Kansas
was up
or
there
Oklahoma,
classing things up.
Hey, first of all,
Buffalo was like a perfect place for him.
Oh yeah, he's
perfect.
Just eating wings.
I mean, he—that's
his.
That's where
theater.
He should live.
I remember asking. I go because Ren Azizi and I were up there, and we
did you see his dog?
Yeah.
That fucking did he try to bite you?
Did he eat air?
Did he just stare you down?
Did he
tell you not to
Lou
move?
Dog?
Like, don't move until I come over there.
Leave him alone. Just leave him alone. I'm not
I was over there, and
dog.
This dog was like right in front of me. He goes, don't move. Like, let me come over and
how
bite
big was
you.
The fucking dog?
Like a little like coyote.
Yeah, and he found it roaming the streets of Koreatown.
Do you think it was a coyote? Oh,
nah, like a maybe a I don't know what was
he
that?
Spared its
not
life.
Some sort of a mutt. Yeah, I don't know. He legitimately
it
found
you?
It in Koreatown when he lived down there.
Oh my god, that could be anything.
Did you notice his pictures with celebrities? All the celebrities had
I don't
a dirty
know
look.
What you're saying.
I know. I just saw a picture of him
what
and Ozzy.
Mean? Oh, Ozzy.
Jimmy Pidd with celebrities.
Bothering
like
celebrities.
He has pictures with him and celebrities, and they're all
Robin
celebrities.
Williams. I know there's a Robin Williams.
Dirty
one.
Looks on their face. Jimmy's got a big smile.
Best night of my life. The Warlock introduced me to Ozzy.
The Warlock?
The Warlock.
You mean Warlock from Across the Street, House of Blues,
that's
of course.
Him.
Yeah. Roger. Always funny. Like, hey, Warlock hooked us up.
Well, that's when we did the Pidd cast.
You did the podcast,
and then
did you do it?
I never did it. He didn't have it running when I was.
Well, Rhett in the Rhett says, he goes, "When are you going to release this?" Oh, I don't release these. He just keeps them in the vault. Wait for the podcast trend to really heat up, and then he's going to release all the episodes.
I don't see why not. I mean, I think it's
it was brilliant. I'm just like,
amazing.
What are we doing?
Yeah, why do we release these? We should just hold them.
Where's your girl, Jimmy? Oh, she's not home right now. She's pissed at me. Oh, really, what happened?
Oh, this is
well,
so
well, she
good.
Needed we needed some money, and I was like, call your boss and tell her to give you the paycheck early. And so we told her she needs the paycheck on Thursday, and the boss was like, paychecks come out on Friday. You know that. So I grabbed the phone. I was like, fuck you. She quits. I go, what are you doing? Well, I work for a moving company, but ain't no one moving to Buffalo in the wintertime. So like, all right, so unemployed. That's really what I have to say. He was crossing life, dude. It was
he
great.
Was working at a chocolate factory when I was there. I go, is this like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory? Fuck no. It ain't like Willy Wonka. Nothing like Willy Wonka.
Ain't nothing like that.
Nothing like that. That. It's like to him, that's real.
Get the fuck Willy out of Wonka? Here. That's what I hoped it was going to be. It ain't like that.
So you only did the stand-up the one time in Buffalo and
then
they kicked you out?
I couldn't go back. I was banned again.
And how long did you live over there? Over
like
there.
A,
all of a sudden I sound like, fault. Yeah. Shit.
Maybe 3 months at a time. Then I come back, go another, then the next winter for 3 months.
Oh, just for the scanning
purposes.
Yeah,
I still
purposes.
Lived here. Yeah, I still
okay.
lived here.
And, but then you move. I thought there was somewhere else you moved too.
Yeah,
maybe
I moved
I'm
to
just thinking
Oklahoma
about.
For a year.
Why? I mean, did they have the three clubs? Did you get to perform
well,
there?
That was after scanning. I had a lot of money, so I was just chilling out. I was thinking about quitting comedy.
So give Oklahoma another chance.
So yeah, maybe I'll try out Oklahoma again. Just hanging out with the fam and playing golf.
Your family's still all there?
Dad's in Texas. There's a lot of people in Texas, but some are in Oklahoma. But yeah, just playing golf and kind of blowing through my savings. Realizing I didn't really like Oklahoma.
Okay.
Again.
And so then you came back.
Oh, that's right.
I
didn't like
this
at all.
Yeah,
this is pretty shitty.
Jars some memories. Yeah, when I started there, I should have just not done comedy because.
You mean ever?
At 19, I started.
But dude, you're hilarious. Why do you?
It just doesn't work out for me though.
Like, yeah, I hear you.
When I first did it, this guy goes, "Yeah, come on in." I was 19. Sign up right there. Sign my name. This lady goes, "How old are you?" I'm 19. She grabs me by the arm with her claws, digs her claws
her
right
talons.
In
her talons.
Yeah. He goes, let's go. And drags me. It's like she's drawing blood. I go, get your fucking hands off of me. I'll leave. Let's go. You're 19. You can't be in here. Blah, 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 blah. Ended up calling her a bitch.
Okay.
Then I went across the street. And so that's the introduction to comedy. I should have just
that's good.
Tap out.
You should have known.
If I were smart, I would have just tapped out.
This isn't a positive experience at all.
Like, did you go home and look at your arm and go, I'm going to have a hell of a career?
This is a metaphor.
I thought so, yeah. Because I was watching Comedy Central, and I thought, it's
going to take like 2 years.
I remember
2 years. Yeah, I'll fucking make.
I'll be that at least that funny. Premium blend. I'll be at least premium blend funny
in a year. Two years. I'll be on TV.
Who did you watch?
I don't remember. There's like buttfuck comics on Comedy Central. I go, these are fucking horrible. I'm going out there.
Oh, you don't
remember
any of
them? I remember calling to sign to get on the list for the open mic in Kansas City, and I'm like, is there anything I need to know? And the guy was like, you got 3 minutes. Just keep it professional. Don't run the clock. Definitely don't wear shorts. And I'm like, okay. I'm sitting there like just taking it all in. Like, great rules. Good to know.
So Barris couldn't do it.
No, Barris wouldn't be allowed there. Don't wear shorts. You're out. Limitless potential for everyone. But if you have shorts on, you're done. And I remember one of the times I ran the clock by like maybe 15 seconds. And I got off stage, and it was this big fat guy, just total loser. And he comes up to me, and he's like, "Well, you realize you just almost ruined the show." I was like, "What?" I did like 15 seconds past, and he's like, "You saw me flashing the light." I'm like, "Yeah, I was finishing a sentence." He said, "Well, you have 3 minutes. You got to work it in." I go, "I was in the middle of the bit. I finished the bit, and then I got off stage." Well, in the future, just keep in mind how long your bets are. I'm like, all right, man. God. I called in the next week, and he was like, maybe you should probably take a week off for what happened last week. I'm like, maybe you're a fat dude who does the same shitty 3 minutes every week.
How dare you judge like that?
Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
You only have 3 minutes.
Same guy also told me when I was like, yeah, I'm going to move to L.A. next month. He's like, you're out of your mind. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you don't move to L.A. until you're a known headliner. Everybody knows that. And I was like, why would you do that? You don't want to show up there unless you're a headliner. Otherwise, you'll get run out of town.
Like, but Don Barris will run you out of town.
Is that what happened to you?
He'll kick you out of show
out?
Business.
I don't understand.
He is the president of show business, isn't he?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just learn to be a comedian there instead of in Kansas City? Yeah, fine. Throw away all the opportunity you have here.
Oh,
you just don't even let me go up other than 3 minutes. And if I go over, then
you're bitching about 12 seconds.
You don't even let me wear shorts.
Yeah. And his ladies and gentlemen, welcome your MC of the night. Here he is. Two tons of fun. Russ McGinnis.
Oh, yeah. That kind of shit just annoyed me. Yeah, like the local flavor.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. But
Argus would advertise in Oklahoma.
Well, he was from there, and he was in the papers all the time.
There was like a club that would
advertise. What was that paper he does?
It's the
Daily Oklahoman.
It's the
It's called
the Tulsa Passage. It's the 15th highest circulated newspaper in Tulsa. Pick it up at your local elementary school gymnasium.
Oh, okay. That's hysterical.
But then I went up a few times at 19 at this other shitty club, and I didn't get along with anybody except for this little black dude.
Okay.
He's like light-skinned black dude, and we hung out for like a month. And then
did you get along because you were both mistreated?
Well, he was funny.
Oh.
You're going to find
out.
Is
he a superstar? Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm excited.
He was homeless for a while. And after my first time I went up, a friend was murdered. He was stabbed to death. So that kind of fucked with
at
me.
At the club? Oh.
No, not at the club. Just a friend
life.
Of mine.
Oh,
in
Jesus.
Life.
Okay.
Yeah, he stabbed to death. So that kind of fucked with me.
Fuck.
Then I met this dude. We hung out for like a month. And then his lady he was living with kicked him out. So I loaned him like $50. He couldn't stay with me because my roommate said no fucking way.
Right, right.
Nobody's sleeping on her couch. And then I drove him to the bus stop and I go, you have my $50? He goes, dude, I'm homeless. I don't have $50. And I go, okay. He goes, I'll pay you back someday, though. Okay. It was Cat Williams.
Oh. Did he ever pay you back?
He has not paid me back. I haven't talked to him.
Cat is not light-skinned.
Sure he is.
Yeah, he's kind of light-skinned.
Would you say
he's got a dark skin attitude.
He's got a dark skin attitude, but he doesn't have...
I'm just thinking of him with his, I guess,
He might be homeless again, so.
He could
be. No, he's not. I remember when he
rich
came
and
here,
homeless.
He was chasing around Eddie Griffin, like just basically following Eddie, trying to be Eddie, wearing the big hats like Eddie.
When was this?
Early 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mid-90s, maybe mid-90s.
Like
I started here in 93, so maybe it was like 96.
Yeah, it's like 3 years later.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just trying to think of when Eddie, because Eddie used to wear these big hats, and Mitzi loved it. And he wore shorts on stage.
Loved
so
his big
go.
Hats.
Yeah.
And shorts.
So,
you know, and Eddie started at the same club in Stanford and Son, so the shorts are probably just... fuck you to rush 2 tons of
right.
fun again.
That's right.
And the shorts
but,
rule.
Cat used to go by Cat in a Hat.
Yeah,
that was his
I remember
name.
That.
So Cat in a Hat, he showcased for Mitzi. She goes, Eddie wears the hats, not you. And then he stopped coming here, and he had to figure out his own
gimmick.
Shit. And then he got his own
and then
shit.
He turned into crazy pimp that slaps high school kids when they
nothing
call
funnier
him out.
Than him pacing up and down the Hyatt ramp or Andaz, whatever the word is.
Yeah,
and he's pretending he has a gun and he's like, I want to talk to you, and he's pointing to I think it was Adam Eva was the manager at that time, and he was pointing to him and he's like, dude, don't shoot the messenger. I mean, he really was like I don't know
did
if he
have
had
a
gun. I don't know.
Did
but
he pull
kept
a gun on somebody?
He did,
but nobody ever saw it. But he kept reaching and not...
That's as bad as pulling
yeah, that's
a gun.
Terrible. You can get killed doing something like that's the worst thing ever.
You can't reach.
Didn't he bring Suge Knight one night, and then Suge slapped the shit out of someone in a booth?
Yes. Yes, he did.
I remember
that. Was
that.
Terrible. But after that, we banned him, and that's when he used to pace up and down. Oh, you ain't going to let me in. You ain't going to let me in.
Like, he didn't talk like that when I knew him. Like, he had short hair, jeans. He talked normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a character.
It's everything's a fucking character. They figured out what it is. You know, everybody comes up with something.
Are you doing a character?
Yes, I'm doing a character.
Rick, you're
it's
not doing
John
a character.
Little.
I always
do a character?
I don't know if you've seen me a while. I just perform as Eddie the Russian.
Eddie the Russian.
Yes. What is the deal with this Yakov Smirnov?
Have you ever fucked around like that? Just done like bullshit on stage like that? Just been a person?
When I started.
The whole time.
That's what I do. Yeah, the whole set, act. Do the whole thing, yeah.
In the OR, you can do that. But he was in the main room tonight.
You can't do that kind of shit in the main room.
No, and I was in the early show
in the OR. You can do whatever you want in the main room. Period. Well, you do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Who is
this? This is our fucking country.
What character is that?
That's just
like
a patriotic American.
That's Randy, American.
Randy.
That's Randy, American.
Just
Randy.
All I'm saying is just support the president and just do what you got to do. And if we got to separate kids at the border, they shouldn't be there.
That's they're a little young to be at that border, isn't it? 21 and over?
That's all I'm saying, man.
You're IDing people all north the border?
You want to sign up for the American Open Mic, you better be of age.
American Open Mic.
That's all this is, man.
You ain't passed. Back to Honduras, yeah. Pedro.
I don't think that's how you say it, but I like it.
That's all this is, though. Yeah, it's an open mic.
Hey, Tommy, Honduras. All right, well, we should wrap this up because they're
pacing
outside.
We're angering people.
We're pissing people off.
Too bad. This is our slot, but I mean, I didn't know somebody was behind us, so.
What time is it?
It's 12. It's after 12. Yeah. After midnight. I don't want you to turn into a gremlin or whatever. Get wild. Is that what it is? You can't feed a gremlin?
You let it all hang out after midnight. I think.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you let it all hang out.
All right. Well, pull your pants
get
back
get two tokes over the line. And, let's just treat this like a state fair. You know, have some funnel cakes and just fuck something ugly.
Maybe some corn dogs.
Do you have social media to promote? Not that you go on it.
John Little 38 at Twitter.
Okay, is that your age or your favorite number?
It was at the time. See this little clue. We're doing the whole podcast.
Yep,
if you guess my age, you win a funnel cake.
There we go. You're gonna have a whole bunch of math.
If you guess his age
right
correctly,
now.
You will, in fact, get a personal message from John where he calls you a cunt, and there is nothing you can do about it.
And right now, we're at 298 followers. Our 300 follower gets a special prize.
You sound scared.
It's a
special prize.
It's a $50 gift certificate to the Cracker Barrel. So come on by.
Whoa, Rick. No, 50. Whoa.
Calm it down.
Only getting 75 for the podcast.
You got to get it. You got to get the 50 from Cat Williams. So that's the deal.
Cat, if you're listening, you owe my buddy John Little $50.
$50.
By the way, one of my best tippers, I probably got that $50 quite a few times.
Oh, did you?
Fuck yeah.
God
piece
damn it.
Shit.
Always tip me.
I was
always
19
took care of me.
And working at Albertsons, and minimum wage is like $4 an hour. So it took like 2.5 weeks to earn $50.
I'm so sorry.
It was a rough time, and I couldn't afford to give away $50.
Well, you got to get a character and a perm. And
yep.
There
we
go.
Do that.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down, John Little, starring John Little. So John
fun.
Little, 38, Twitter, all that shit. Do you have any dates coming up?
With women, yeah. I'm saying.
I'll check my OKCupid profile.
All right, well, hopefully you got some messages. Guys, I'll be on the road with Dice starting June 29th on the East Coast. You go to his website. I'm not writing
You don't
down.
Know where you're going?
There's a bunch. It's Jersey. It's Atlantic City. It's Asbury Park. It's Mount Airy, Pennsylvania. It's New York.
So just check it out.
Just check out Dice's, Andrew Dice Clay's.
But you can't give us like specifics.
I will be in Reno July 17th through the 22nd, headlining at the Laugh Factory.
Nice.
I'll be at the Comedy Store here, and then my next road date is probably La Jolla 2020. And,
go Trump.
Yeah, go check it out.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, John
Little.
Thanks for being
here.
Thanks
for having me.
All right. Bye.